Hello, 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 podcast family. If you are listening to this, that is because you are a subscriber to the Theology for the Rest of Us podcast. And as you know, I'm your host, Kenny Ortiz. Thank you so much for being a loyal listener. I am currently on the road traveling, so you probably realize that the audio quality of this update is a step down from the typical audio quality of the podcast. That is because I don't have my typical microphone with me. I was not able to travel with it, and so having to use a sort of generic microphone to produce this. But I wanted to record a quick update to let you know what's going on with the podcast. I haven't been able to post a new episode in several weeks. And over the last few weeks, I've gotten some emails and Facebook messages, and some people reach out to me on Twitter, people that have asked, you know, hey, you haven't posted an episode in a while, what's going on? And so I wanted to just let you know what's going on with the show. Let me make it clear, no, the podcast is not going away at all. Theology for the Rest of Us is still a thing, and there will be new episodes very soon. I wish I had a really good reason why I haven't posted episodes, but quite frankly, the reason is I've just been really, really busy in my personal life. Just got a variety of things going on. Nothing bad, just a lot of things going on. I've got a new ministry position. It's been taking up a lot of my time. Got a variety of things going on in my personal life. I've got some web development projects on my plate. Some of you know I'm an entrepreneur in the web development space, so got some projects I'm working on. I'm currently preparing for grad school, starting that in January. So I've got a variety of things going on. And then also just the holiday season is busy, you know, Thanksgiving and then coming into the Christmas season. I've got a variety of things going on, as I'm sure many of you do. You know, there's a variety of things you have to take care of in the holiday season that you otherwise would not have to be worried about. And so just been super busy and haven't been able to produce a new episode. But my intention is that in early January, I'm going to get right back on it. My hope is that the first week of January that I am back in a groove of producing daily episodes, if not, maybe not daily, but at least multiple episodes a week. I think there's a possibility that I might be able to get back to it by late December, but realistically, it's probably more like early January before I can get back to it. So make sure you stay subscribed to the podcast, and as soon as I get a new episode up, that'll get delivered directly to your device. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out and a big thank you to all of you that reached out to me asking about the status of the podcast. I want to let you know that was very encouraging and very inspirational to me. It is very encouraging to know that there are people out there that are missing the podcast, that are wanting new episodes. And so big, big thank you to all of you for reaching out to me. I do want to take a minute out, or just a second out here, and to just encourage anyone listening to the podcast that maybe hasn't gone back to some of the older episodes. You know, over the last few weeks and months, I've had a significant uptick in new listeners. But as I look at the download numbers, I'm speculating that there's lots of people that haven't really scrolled back to some of the earlier episodes from early 2016. And I want to encourage you to do so. I think a lot of those episodes would be really helpful to a lot of people. I want to encourage you to check those out. The other resource that would be valuable to you is the search box on the website. You can head to the website, theologyfortherestofus.com, and there on the website, there's a search box. You can type in a keyword, a topic, or a subject, and basically every podcast episode that is related to that particular subject or topic will get pulled up in a list, and you can check that out. So if you're doing research on a particular theological subject, or if you're wanting to hear my thoughts on a particular topic, you can check that out. I believe that'll be valuable to you. Again, you can see that at theologyfortherestofus.com. In addition, one other quick item to let you know about, I am seeking to make some tweaks to the show. Nothing major, but potentially some new music to add to the show and a few other small changes that I want to make to the show just to make it better, again, so that I can serve you, the listeners, even better. My hope is that when we come back in January, the show will be even better than it's ever been before. And so I want to encourage you, keep your emails coming. If you've got a question or a topic you want me to address on the podcast, feel free to shoot me an email. I do have a queue of more than 40 emails that I need to get to. I apologize if I haven't responded yet. I'm trying to get to all of them. And then I promise that over the next 60 to 70 episodes or so, I will answer the bulk of all of those questions over the next few weeks and months. And if you have an additional question or topic related to theology or any sort of Bible question whatsoever that you want me to address on the podcast, shoot me an email. I promise I will respond to every email that comes my way. If you want to connect with me personally, the best place to do that is on Twitter. You can find me at Kenneth Ortiz. That's KenNethOrtiz. And I'd love to be able to correspond with you there. Okay, hey, thanks for being a subscriber. Thanks for being a loyal listener. Hope this update has been helpful to you. And I look forward to producing more episodes to serve you in the next coming weeks as we enter into 2017. I love you all. Big thanks to you. Have a great holiday season. Merry, Merry Christmas.